Shopify.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of this live Saturday edition of the program here to take your calls about anything. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And we've got a special guest who has extended his stay joining us here for this segment, Brent Hatley.
It's not like you didn't ask him.
I did ask him to, and he was very gracious to extend his stay. Brent Hatley is with us, formerly of the Bubba the Love Sponge radio program, a libertarian in big media. And we kind of started talking about that issue, or the issue of libertarians kind of coming out. Apparently, Glenn Beck recently did so, which that's good news, you know. And the more people that can do that, the better. There's probably more of us than we realize. So we could talk about that, but also we ended up just kind of spinning off and discussing various different issues. And I know that Brent, you mentioned to me that this Blackfish movie is really on your mind these days. I had not heard of it. It is apparently a documentary about some horrible conditions at the SeaWorld business. Tell me more about it.
Yeah, what SeaWorld does is they take these beautiful sentient creatures, killer whales, which are orcas. They're, by the way, you can Google it, they're as smart as we are as humans, if not smarter. And they take them and put them in what's the equivalent of a bathtub. These creatures are stressed out. They break their teeth from stress. They have their own language underwater that people don't even know about this. And what they do basically is, imagine if you took an American, an Iraqi, a Russian, people that spoke all different languages, put them in solitary confinement together, they'd probably attack each other. And that's what goes on here, is these killer whales attack each other. They hurt each other. They die in about 8.5 to 9 years in captivity. These are animals that stay with their families their whole lives, and we just don't need them as amusement at amusement parks for giant profit for a corporation like Blackstone. So all that we're asking is that people not buy a ticket to SeaWorld or to any whale or dolphin show.
Now, wait a minute, but you said Blackstone? I thought it was Anheuser-Busch, or I thought it was them who owned SeaWorld.
They sold them.
Okay.
They sold them to Blackstone Entertainment's the major shareholder now of SeaWorld. And it's not just SeaWorld, to be fair. It's Miami Sea Aquarium. There's no way to hold a killer whale or an orca in humane conditions. It just cannot be done like that.
Now, let me ask you this. Why do you think they can't do one of these sea parks on the water? It seems like, excuse me, at least some of these marine mammals would be interested in doing tricks for food, right? I mean, people do it. People do tricks for money. Why do you think they couldn't do it sort of on the open water so that the animals could choose to come or go as they particularly please?
I don't know. That's a good question. But here's what I do know, is that they don't like doing tricks for food. The food that they get is frozen fish. They barely eat. They eat fish in the wild, but they also change their diet to seals and sea lions and all kinds of other things. They're an apex predator. And the frozen fish doesn't have the nutrients that they need in it. It doesn't have the hydration that they need in it. And it causes all kinds of health problems, the processed frozen fish that they're fed.
So you mentioned they live 8 to 9 years in the captivity there. What is a normal lifespan in the ocean? Do you know?
Well, males live 50 to 70 years,
wow.
And females live 80 to 100 years.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Now, in modern society, basically, we sort of segment the work that we do, and the hope is that other people do their work as well and as conscientiously as we do. Hopefully, in some cases, probably more better and more conscientiously than we do. I would imagine there's a lot of bright-eyed and intelligent and idealistic young people who are working at SeaWorld. Are these people must come into contact with some of these things that you're talking about? Why haven't we heard much about this before?
Well, there's four of them actually in the film Blackfish, and then there's a great book by David Kirby called Death at SeaWorld. A lot of these young people want to be in show business. Some of them want to be in show business. Half want to be in show business, and being in show business there is big show to be in the killer whale show. The other half, they actually do care about the animals. When they get there, they're mortified by what's actually going on. But some of them stay because they care so much about the animals that they stay, because they're mortified at who would take care of These whales like Tilikum at SeaWorld Orlando or Lolita at Miami Seaquarium. It's really sad. And I don't want to blame people that go to work there, because some people go to work there not knowing what's going on. It's the corporation and the corporate structure and the idea of capturing killer whales in the wild, taking them from their mothers, and making them perform in shows for our entertainment.
But what do you do about it, Brent? I mean, call in the state? I don't think that would be your answer.
No. All I'm asking is simply people do not buy a ticket. There's rescue organizations. There's plans in place right now to retire these performance killer whales and dolphins into seaside pens. We're not just going to throw them out into the wild and say, hey, you're on your own. Good luck. But there's private organizations that are ready to go, that have seaside pens that they can go live out the rest of their lives and in some peace and tranquility. We do not want the state to do anything. They'll screw it up. We just want people to
right.
not...
If you want not, compassion, the last place you want to go is to the state. But on the other hand, look at the bulls and the running of the bulls in Spain or bullfighting.
The bulls are winning in Spain.
Bullfighting in general. I mean, there's all kinds of just terrible things that people seem to really enjoy. I mean, I don't disagree with what you're saying here as a solution. Boycott, people refusing to buy tickets, speaking out, sharing this movie, Blackfish. With other folks to share this idea. But ultimately, aren't there always going to be those people who just don't care? They just want to go and see the animals in captivity and whatever. They don't care about all the details.
There are those people, and luckily, I'm so encouraged. I was out and using my free speech to protest SeaWorld at the Rose Parade, and I was encouraged by the response. Lots and lots and lots of people came up and said that they're never going to SeaWorld again, and the ones that didn't said that they would watch Blackfish, and once you watch it, you'll never go again. The other movie to watch is The Cove. If you know about the show The Flipper, the dolphin, the guy that trained Flipper, Rick O'Berry, is now doing heroic work for dolphins, and the way that they capture dolphins for dolphin shows, and then they slaughter the ones that they don't take at The Cove in Japan, it's pretty disgusting. So,
Maybe it's that those people exist, but there aren't enough of them to make it so that SeaWorld would be profitable if that's all they had for customers were the people that didn't care about how they were treating the animals. If the word got out, maybe they would end up having to shut down their business because enough people were boycotting. Brent, just to kind of close the discussion on, an up note, I was watching a documentary last night that is kind of in the same vein, but not as depressing. I was watching the BBC one that just came out this week called Dolphins Spy in the Pod. Have you heard about this?
Well, I've heard about it. I have not had a chance to watch it. I can't wait.
I didn't get through the whole thing. It was only an hour long, but I only got to watch half of it last night. And I didn't get to the part what I was really looking forward to seeing. We talked about a news article earlier this week that was hitting the headlines about this documentary where what they've done is they've got these devices that are designed to look like sea animals. So, like, there's a turtle, and the turtle's neck can kind of go up above the water, and it can go below the water, and so it can kind of get different views. And there's one that can go along the bottom of the ocean, and there's different types of devices they've come up with, HD cameras. So basically, they've managed to get cameras in these dolphin pods where they've never been before. There's no obvious humans around to kind of change how the dolphins might behave. And so it's a really interesting look into some of their habits and the things that they do. And one of the parts that I haven't seen yet, but I'm looking forward to, is where apparently some of the younger dolphins, they get a hold of a puffer fish, and they will kind of manipulate it with their mouths. The puffer fish releases toxins. The dolphins are apparently getting high off of using these puffer fish in the sea. So it's really just interesting behavior that most people don't really think of when they think of animals. But it turns out they're a whole lot more like you and I than a lot of people might have thought. It's pretty interesting.
I read the same article, and it's true. Dolphins are brilliant, and that proves it right there. They want to get high like the rest of us.
Yep. Well, with that in mind, I'll leave you to the rest of your Saturday night, Brent. I appreciate you coming on Free Talk Live here.
Thanks so much, and boycott SeaWorld. Thank you.
I'm sure we'll have you back on if you don't mind at some point in the future. I appreciate your opinions and you spending time with us.
We'd love to, and thanks for the work you're doing. Keep up the great work in New Hampshire.
That's Brent Hatley, at Brent Hatley on Twitter. Thanks again, Brent, and we'll talk to you again soon. Probably see you at the talk conferences. All right, so 855-450-FREE, that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. We will take your calls about anything that might happen to be on your mind. Coming up here tonight, Mark, you wanted to talk about welfare. We can do that. We've also got your calls on hold on a variety of different subjects, so stand by. If you're on hold, you'll get on the air. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. More come up.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything here, live Saturday edition of the program. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. And that number is brought to you by ProXPN. With you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
We've got a lot of features on our website. Listening options included. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions, streaming versions of the show. Of course, you can download archives that go back to 2006, but you can also listen to the streams if you want. There's also radio stations, over 130 great stations coast to coast that air the show at various times throughout the week. We've also got our satellite listening options, which include free to air, meaning if you're somewhere in North or Central America and you've got a view of the southern sky, you can get some cheap equipment, hook that stuff up, and you're good to go. For as long as the equipment lasts, there's no subscription fees with free-to-air. So go to listen.freetalklive.com. We've also got our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to tune in via any phone that can dial long distance. So listen.freetalklive.com. And as I mentioned, Free Talk Live is brought to you by ProXPN. We were talking about privacy earlier tonight with the Edward Snowden NSA revelations, and people should be thinking about privacy now, especially when you know that you've got even less than you might have thought. Well, privacy is something you have to take effort. You have to spend time. You have to spend a little bit of money on making yourself more private. Now, luckily, it doesn't take much time to go to proxpn.com/FTL, download their app. They've got it for Windows, Mac, iOS, and Android. And there's instructions to get ProXPN working for Linux. But why would you want their app? Well, it protects your privacy online in several different ways. One of the main ones is that your internet service provider, whoever it is probably logging your internet searches and logging your websites you're visiting every page you visit for as little as 6 months, maybe as long as 5 years in some cases. So you want to stop that? Use ProXPN. ProXPN doesn't log anything that you do online, and they protect you from having your ISP knowing what you're doing. That's one of the things that is the benefit of ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network. It encrypts all of your internet traffic. And if you've got their premium package, you've got unlimited bandwidth. The ProXPN allows you to select the server in the world that you would like. They've got several servers all around the world, and that's another thing they do. They protect your privacy. They protect your location. So when you're going through ProXPN to do your internet surfing, all the websites you're visiting think you're coming from the location of the server. So if I'm here in New Hampshire, but I'm connecting to ProXPN in the Netherlands or ProXPN in Dallas, it's going to look like I'm there. So that's very helpful. And plus, ProXPN gets you around all kinds of internet blockages. You get a block at school, a block in another country, or a blockage at work. If you got ProXPN, that problem solved. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go. Get started there. And then when you're ready for their premium account with the unlimited bandwidth and no limits on torrenting or anything like that, you can use our discount code, FTL20. That's FTL20 to save 20% for the life of your plan at proxpn.com/FTL. And if you've got Bitcoin you want to pay with that, you'll get 33% off the price of the annual plan if you use Bitcoin. Again, proxpn.com/FTL, code FTL20 to save that 20%. We go to the phones and the fun. Let's go first to Ken, listening in Illinois. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. It's a pleasure to be back on here with you guys. I had two questions that I wanted to get out. But my first one, I was in the chat room earlier on freetalklive.com, and we were having a discussion, a little debate on whether or not profit was exploitation. And I took the position that, yes, it was, because as far as the government is concerned, for tax purposes, profit and gains are the only type of income that can be taxed. Our labor is treated as is supposed to be treated as a fair and equal exchange between two parties. You're trading your labor and your time for your compensation. Neither party is gaining anything or profiting anything from it.
Hold on just a second. Why would somebody exchange anything if they didn't feel like they were profiting? I mean, profit to some extent is perception, right? So
yeah, I totally agree with Mark on
when
this.
When I go to a hamburger shack and I exchange $4 for a hamburger, the guy who's giving me the hamburger feels like he's getting a better deal by getting the $4, and I feel like I'm getting a better deal by getting the hamburger. Otherwise, I wouldn't make the exchange.
Right. I mean, to me, the profit there is a full belly and feeling, satiated.
Exactly. I mean, that's also kind of where I was going with it. There's no real way to, designate a value or what something's worth. Like, one of the guys said, if I buy an apple from you for $1.50, I go and sell it for $3, did I just exploit you? And I said, no, because my view of the worth or that value of that apple is $1.50. I didn't get exploited by selling you that. I thought I was perfectly fine with that. Great. You made a profit by expending your labor and your time to go take that to someone else that you were going to get $3 for.
Yeah, you found someone else who valued the apple differently. So it sounds like we actually agree on this, and I guess I misunderstood.
Just verbiage
in the beginning. Yeah. Very good, Ken. What else did you want to share?
The Pro XPN. I read something. I think it was The Guardian had a newer article of Snowden's, or a new leak of Snowden's, that was saying that the NSA has cracked the VPN system.
I thought that what the article said, what I understood, read the article to say, was that the NSA had claimed that they had, in fact, broken some of these encryptions, some encrypted transmissions. And I wouldn't doubt that for a second, that if the NSA put its power and behind breaking, you know, and encrypting two different, you know, PGP encrypted emails, that at some point or another they could break them. I would just think that the suggestion that they can break, you know, all the SHA-256 encrypted stuff doesn't seem realistic to me.
Ken, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Well, ProXPN is, you know, again, sponsor of the show. They, as we mentioned, are providing an encrypted VPN. And, yeah, nothing's perfect in the world, right? So I don't know. It'd be interesting to get their response to that that particular news story.
Right, and this isn't like breaking the Enigma code from back in World War II, where if you break the code, you can suddenly read all the messages. This encryption's much more complicated than that. So breaking a message does not mean you have broken the code, because, in fact, the code can't be broken in that way. So, what I read in that story didn't concern me as much as it could. I felt that it was written in a way to get people all whipped up, but Edward Snowden said in his releases that he considered PGP encryption to be a good form of getting around NSA snooping.
That's a good point.
And he had that that one email account from that one encrypted email service.
Right. So nobody's saying here you couldn't take ProXPN and then send PGP through ProXPN. You can encrypt on top of encryption if you want to. But again, there's nothing. There are no guarantees in life, right? Like, as far as, you know, is the NSA going to crack into your computer? They could if they wanted to, I suppose.
For me, what ProXPN is easy. ProXPN gives you the ability to do the encryption without having to do a whole bunch of work. Because, frankly, before CryptoKit, which we're going to talk to you about here shortly,
we did.
I'm sorry. Before CryptoKit, it was really hard to send a message through PGP, relatively hard. And I didn't do it because it was too much work. It was a lot easier to send an email.
I just sent one today, as a matter of fact, with CryptoKit. All right, more coming up here in moments. But again, you've got to spend a little time, a little bit of effort to ensure as much privacy as you can possibly have for yourself. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue here on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, more of your calls in moments.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control, toll free here, live Saturday edition. We're here to take your calls about anything you want. Also, we've got Skype. I hadn't mentioned that earlier because we had Brent Hatley on the show earlier via Skype. And when one person is on Skype, you cannot be on Skype. But if you want to call in on Skype, you can do that. Our username is lrn.fm. It is available to you. And you can also call in at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. Don't forget, you can go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for our email updates, and you can follow us on Facebook, Google+, and Twitter, whatever your preference. We've got it. Go to news.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, and you want to get the name brands at the lowest possible prices? Go to ManVentureOutpost.com. Every time I've gone to ManVenture, I've attempted to do a little bit of looking around the internet, do a little comparison shopping. It's always been the lowest price. They claim rock bottom prices. They've got a low price guarantee, and they've got the name brands. With name brands, you get a better chance of getting that quality product that you're looking for, the kind of thing that's going to last you throughout the years, that you're really going to enjoy using and holding. I mean, you know, you've had that product in your hands, and you're like, yeah, this is a good one. And I find that with name brands, there's a better chance. The off brands, not as likely. So go check them out, whether it's long guns or handguns or ammunition or firearm accessories or tents, apparel, boating equipment, hiking equipment, bow and arrows, mattresses, air mattresses, all the kinds of things that you need when you're doing outdoor stuff. They've got it there. It's a family-owned operation. I've been doing business with them for years. You can trust them. Low prices. Go check for yourself. ManVentureOutpost.com.
And back to the phones and the fun. Lenny is listening in Battle Creek to WBCK on the FM band. Hey, Lenny.
Hey, good evening.
Welcome,
sir. It's not why I called, but I do want to give you kudos for bringing to everyone's attention the issue about SeaWorld and other orca exploiters.
Well, that was all Brent Hatley. I did not know anything about it before he called into the show, so kudos to Brent.
Well, indeed, because just a couple of weeks ago, I don't know if it was that documentary or not, but I was just totally blown away. So anybody that it's a real issue. So anyone interested should check it out. So
thanks for that.
Anyway, I called. Pardon?
I said thanks for that. Go ahead with your further thoughts.
Yeah, you bet. I called because you were talking earlier about Democrats and Republicans just towing the party line. And in the interest of disclosure, I'm a Democrat. But there's a lot of things. One issue in particular I really definitely disagree with on the party line. And also, full disclosure, I'm a union member, and happily so. And I live in Michigan, so that's been a topic here lately, so to speak. But on the issues of immigration and labor issues, and the Democratic Party has just takes this line of all immigration's good and it's all wonderful. America was built on immigration. We're all immigrants and wonderful. But
so
I look
the Democratic Party says that? Because my experience is the Democratic Party doesn't see that unlimited immigration is tenable, and that because of the social welfare programs that it would be impossible to allow people into the United States as much as they wanted to.
Well, I what I'm saying is I think that, philosophically. What I hear the, leadership thing and what you get on the sound bites on television and so on is if you're a Democrat, you're for, naturalizing, so to speak, illegal immigrants and so on. And that's, that's a sticky wicket, but.
So would you just to clarify your perception or your understanding of the issue, Lenny? Would you say that Lenny, that you favor as a Democrat, you favor restricting people and deporting people? What's your viewpoint?
No, I don't favor deporting people. What
okay.
I do favor is laws that are already on the books or additional if needed to make it undesirable for people to come to this country for economic gains.
Give me an example of what that would look like.
Well, it would be when if you cross the border, you wouldn't have a company in a factory, let's say, who is otherwise a big, a member of the big business community and everything, that's able to hire you, through a temp agency or whatever. And, I'm not saying.
So what you're saying is that you don't necessarily want to put, let me see if I got this clear, you don't necessarily want to put somebody in a prison cell for crossing the imaginary line in the sand, but you do want to threaten business owners with prison.
Oh, sure. If you want to just make a statement like that, sure, I'll say yes to that.
Well, I don't understand how you could otherwise do it. I mean, that is what the government has. It has prisons, right?
Yeah, it does.
So why? I mean, why though? I mean, what's the big deal about, like, let's say I run a business here and, I might need a little bit of help. Why shouldn't I be able to hire whoever I want to hire?
Because for whatever reason, we have a world with borders and with nation states.
Well, isn't that a terrible idea? I mean, that these lines in the sand are, differentiating people one from another, and when we're all really just human beings.
And shouldn't those people? Don't those people have a right to work too? I mean, that's what you're saying.
Yeah,
is you're saying the people that are inside this polygon on the map are somehow better than people who are outside this polygon on the map, right?
They do, and that's wonderful thought. But the fact is that corporations and others are simply moving their good-paying jobs overseas or across the border, literally just a mile, and then at the same time importing people you know, through government policy and allowing them to come into the country and, you know, people that are willing to work for much, much less.
Should people not be allowed to do that?
And that's really the problem, though. But see, when you restrict immigration, you restrict free flow of labor across imaginary lines in free countries. When you restrict that, then you're going to have companies say, well, I'm just going to move a mile across the border into Mexico and benefit from this cheaper labor. I mean, at that point, then you have to put in tariffs in place, and then you're doing more restrictions. I mean, in a free country, shouldn't free people be able to cross borders of free countries freely?
You know, that sounds great. And
yes, it does sound great.
Listen, within the United States, that sounds like what you're describing is, let's say, state borders.
Yes, it does. It sounds a lot like that.
But the rules in the other countries are not the same. And
so?
They don't have...
Why should the rules here be as bad as they are in other countries?
They aren't as bad. And it's only bad if you know, depending on your definition of bad.
Here's my definition of bad, where somebody who hasn't harmed another human being is threatened with a prison cell. That's my definition of bad. The people who are coming here, for the most part, are looking to make a better life for themselves. There are some who are seeking welfare, but that's a problem with welfare, not a problem with immigration. So the people here are coming to make a better life for themselves, for the most part. Many of them are willing to work very, very hard in order to do that and take some very undesirable jobs. Those people haven't harmed anybody. They haven't threatened anybody. And the business owners or the people that are hiring those folks are also not harming or threatening anybody. Why should anybody have any business or any say in consensual human relationships?
Because they are driving down the ability of people to make a decent living in this country.
So
people that
we should restrict. So if we're going to restrict the free flow of labor, which you have admitted that this point does drive down the cost of labor, and therefore makes goods and services less costly, so all of us can benefit. Do you also say that people shouldn't be able to import products into this country too? Should this country be completely self-sufficient? And if so, is that applicable to other countries? If, for instance, should Barbados be completely self-sufficient when they have a tiny little island? They can't live that way.
Well, you know, tariffs worked for a long time, but...
They restricted the free flow of goods.
Pardon?
They restricted the free flow of goods.
I'll tell you what, Lenny, I'll let you ruminate on that for a moment. We'll bring it back, because, Mark, it was a big question, we'll re-ask it here in a moment, give Lenny a chance to answer. 855-450-FREE, if you would like to throw your thoughts in on Free Talk Live.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology, special green tea extract and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge, and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. All of the features we share with you for free, so go and enjoy. We've got the webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and interact, because the chat room is built into the same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. So the cam and the chat all built in together, cam.freetalklive.com. Like the rest of the features on our site, it is completely free. Bitcoin store. You got some bitcoins finally? You're wondering what you can do with them? Maybe you want to turn them into real-world items. Well, bitcoinstore.com can do that. They've got over 500,000 items, as a matter of fact, consumer electronics for the most part, over at bitcoinstore.com. And they will only accept bitcoins. Now, what do you get in return besides, the products you might be looking for? You're going to get them at a great deal because BitcoinStore.com has 0% markup. I know. How do they make money? I'm not real sure. Well, I think that
it's a passion project.
I think that it's just, the guy who runs Bitcoin Store just loves Bitcoin so much. I think what he's doing is he's counting on Bitcoins to go up. He's such a believer in Bitcoins that he just believes that Bitcoins are just going to keep going up, and that's how he's going to make a profit on BitcoinStore.com. And, well, by all indications, that's
so far he's right.
A decent strategy. So BitcoinStore.com, you can go there and shop around, get your computer electronics and consumer electronics there. They've got everything from just kind of standard consumer electronics right on down to computer parts. You need a new graphics card for your desktop computer. You can get that over at BitcoinStore.com. One of our listeners, Paul, who is always here in New Hampshire visiting and like doing great video work at the Liberty Forum and the Porcupine Freedom Festival, he's doing video work professionally now, and he bought a video editing quality computer through BitcoinStore.com. So he's got a whole new workstation coming in, and he bought them with Bitcoins because that's all you can use at BitcoinStore.com. We go back to Lenny. He's listening in Battle Creek to WBCK. Now, Lenny, you said you're a Democrat, but you don't agree on all the issues because we were talking about these partisans who just only agree with whatever the party platform is or whatever the party line is. And you said that one of the issues you disagree on is immigration. Now, I haven't really, maybe I just don't pay attention to politicians. I don't. But from what I've heard, I can't really say that any political party save maybe the libertarians, are out there advocating for true freedom of immigration. Maybe the Democrats in D.C. are advocating a tweak here and there for amnesty or something like that, but certainly nobody is advocating what I want to see, which is true freedom to cross borders freely. You know, as Mark said earlier, if this is a free country, and it's not, but if it were a free country, then people who come here should be able to come here without having to beg some bureaucrat's permission. Now, all that said, we did leave the last segment on a fairly large question. Mark, can you recap the question for Lenny that that you had asked him?
Well, sure, but it got kind of answered a little bit. So what I'd asked is initially is if Lenny's against the free movement of labor across imaginary lines, and he is he against the free movement of products across imaginary lines? And he said the tariffs worked for a long time. So I think we've got Lenny in a category that says he's an isolationist, right? He believes that things in America should be built in America and consumed by Americans and all the rest of them things. Them folks out there, they can buy American stuff, but they can't send us no American
stuff.
Is
that what you're saying, Lenny? Just I don't want Mark to put words in your mouth.
Wow, you sure did, and I don't usually hear that from you guys. I'm really disappointed.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm hearing.
That's why I asked you. Hold on. That's why I asked you, is that what you were saying, so Mark doesn't put words in your mouth? So now is your chance to clarify.
Well, then ask me a question, and I'll try and answer. Or let me just say one thing.
Are you an isolationist?
Probably to a degree, sure. But I'm also freedom-oriented as well. But I'll just say this. If libertarianism means the reality of it is exploitation of people due to the fact that we have borders, that is not the libertarianism that I would want.
That's not what libertarianism is.
Explain to me what this exploitation is, because I need to be very clear.
Well, when you set up borders and you, by simply moving a mile across a border, in Texas, let's say, across to Mexico, and I forget the name of the town, that you can then make only the people that are going to work in that factory work for $2.50 an hour, literally.
I think the minimum wage in Mexico is $5.
Whatever it is.
Okay.
It's extremely low.
Okay.
And you cannot then, and then you send the goods back to the United States or worldwide. That's wonderful, but you're exploiting the people in Mexico, and you're cheating the people in America out of good-paying jobs.
So let me ask you this. There are people in countries around the world that work for less than $2 a day, right?
Yep.
Okay, so if one of these people makes a trinket, and that trinket somehow gets imported into the United States, am I exploiting that person by buying that trinket, or am I exploiting them by not buying that trinket?
Nope, you're not exploiting them. The difference is that in that part of the world where they're living, you can actually pretty much live on whatever that literally
$2 a day is poverty no matter where you're at.
Right.
I mean,
poverty here is different.
The fact is that these economies, all economies don't grow at the same speed, Lenny. So in order to get up to speed where the United States is, somebody has to get at quarter speed, half speed, and three-quarter speed in order to get up to this speed. The only way they get there is if we allow them to work.
Why do I hear that economics is not a zero-sum game? You know, what's happening is we are getting a great leveling worldwide. But the leveling is coming from the mountain of the United States and the other Western countries being leveled off down to the trough of the other countries, the third world countries. And sure, after a couple generations, maybe they'll all level off and we'll all be happy, but you and I will both be dead by then.
Well, one thing that's not being said here is that more products and more services can be bought with fewer dollars than they used to be able to be bought with. So things have been leveled in that way. Because goods and services are cheaper to produce now, that has a benefit. Look, I don't want to see every American job.
Absolutely true. You are absolutely right. But the problem is, there are fewer people here that can afford to even buy some of those products.
Yeah, a lot of people here should start learning Chinese, frankly.
Well, that's a sad way to look at the world.
Well, that's because the government keeps on trying to restrict goods and services from going across the border, among other reasons.
Well,
The 50s are gone. The fact is that you can move goods and services. We have the internet now. I can talk on Skype to somebody half a globe away. You can't do this isolationist thing that was done back in Eisenhower's age.
You know, one other thing, just to go back around.
Why are overall wages in the United States dropping so much more quickly than they are rising in the other countries? What you're getting is the 1% in the other countries is doing really well. That's why you've got all these Chinese billionaires and Malaysian billionaires and, you know, places that you would never imagine a billionaire even being created.
There are more people in China that are middle class than there are Americans. So there's more than 300 million middle class Chinese.
Not very many.
There's more than 300 million middle class Chinese. There's more middle class Chinese than there are Americans.
Oh boy! Well, you guys, now we're going to get into numbers and everything.
Well.
Hey, Lenny, one other aspect that's not numbers related here. Just to go back around to what you were saying before, you said you wanted to see some level of enforcement against business owners to try to prevent them from hiring whoever it is they want to hire from wherever in the world they want to hire them. And I don't know about you, but that's scary to me. I don't want to live in a world where at any moment some government goon squad can come in and point guns at my employees and then, you know, raid my files and run checks on all of my employees and make sure that I have to pass everybody through a database.
I understand that, and I do not like that either, but I already live in that world. I already have to provide.
So you're okay with it, though? So you're saying you don't like it, but you're okay with it?
No, but I don't want to change it at my expense.
I don't understand what you mean by that. You're saying you don't want to change it at your expense. How is it any expense to you if I go ahead and hire whoever I think the best person is to hire? That's my business. It's none of yours.
Because I might be the best person that you could hire, but the way it is now, I have to provide lots of documentation, certification, and so forth.
You shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have to provide any of that nonsense. You should be able to walk in and be hired based on your job skills and your experience.
Well, certification is free market.
And no. He was talking about Social Security numbers and government paperwork. Lenny, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. It's a huge hassle to get hired. I mean, it's one thing to show somebody a resume, but then you've got to go with the W-2s and the W-9s and the W-4s and the IRS forms and the, you know, you name it. It's ridiculous.
So I'm sure the calls are stacking up here on this immigration issue because it always happens whenever we talk about it. And I think it's worth pointing out that, look, I do think that free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries freely. And if you don't have that, you don't have free people and you don't have free countries. I would also say that there's no obligation for an individual to have to pay for, you know, somebody's education or somebody's health care or anything like that. That's what people should earn money for and save for.
Yep, we can talk more about welfare and how that's a real problem here in a little bit, too. 855-453, Hour 3 is next.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day, and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.